Hello, respected viewers. It's George from Ireland. How are you? So thank you for coming back to my channel and happy Easter. This video is about Trump's illegal deportation policy, and it's been ruled to be unlawful by the United States Supreme Court. Of course, that won't stop him. He is a convicted criminal, and so he shows a flagrant disregard for the law. So some people have been deported. They're allegedly members of a Venezuelan gang. Some were detained in the United States under an 18th century wartime law dating back to the Revolution. Well, it's not a time of war. And these people, they didn't have a chance to argue their case in court. They had no hearing and so on, and they were sent to this horrific mega jail in El Salvador. Main conditions: they were deported pursuant to the 1798 Alien Enemies Act. Well, I mean, the United States is not at war against Venezuela, although there are strained relations, hasn't even broken off diplomatic relations. So this is surely inapplicable. But all right, I'm not a lawyer, and I'm certainly not well-versed in US law. Perhaps I'm mistaken. But let a court decide, and the court has ruled that it's unlawful. Anyway, they're saying that the deportation of people who are from enemy nations it doesn't require the full due process. But of course, Venezuela is not an enemy nation, and so it goes on. Is he's been thrice only each time when a state of war existed, like what those of Japanese stock citizens were detained without trial, but admittedly they weren't deported. Anyway, so Trump's so-called immigration policies, they're not tough, they're cruel. Of course, he can't tell the difference between the two, and I know that he had segment of the population who seem to somehow facing on deported, so some be used to target and unity, and the Republic to El Salvador. And anyway, illegal such disregard. I was going to say, well, we drive stream is working. This is all very disparate. Students who be deported for exercising their rights to express themselves, that's very worrying. And of course, it's going to put off a lot of people. Tens of thousands of foreign undergraduates, postgraduates studying in the United States say, I better not go, because there's this spate of xenophobia. And if I say, or I'm alleged to say, anything uncongenial to the United States government, that's it, I'm gone. Now, and it's true that not all constitutional rights are applicable to non-citizens or in the United States legally, such as the right to vote, but some of them are. So it's all very, very worrying. And then foreign tourists, even from America's longest standing allies, have been treated appallingly at the border. There was a British woman who was detained for 19 days trying to leave the United States. She went on holiday to the United States. She helped some people doing DIY in their house. She was then on her way to Canada, and she was arrested and held. People have been subjected to very aggressive interrogations and so on. So a German woman who was arrested, detained for days for the appalling crime of suspicion of going on holiday. I mean, that's vacation in the United States. You know, people arrested for the outrageous crime of wanting to spend money legally in the United States to boost the US economy, to visit their friends and relatives in the United States. Wow. So don't go. I tell you, it's not going to be very good for the tourist sector. Trump, as a hotelier, should know this. Imagine if Americans visiting countries like Ireland or Canada or France were subjected to similar treatment. Obviously, many people in the US would be hopping mad. But it's okay to do it to foreigners because, you know, they're subhuman or something like that. It really is preposterous, as though the United States faced some sort of serious threat from tourists like that. So the American Civil Liberties Union has rightly denounced what Trump is doing, and it's unsettled some Republicans who've realized that they've gone too far in this one. So Trump says he will eliminate the presence of all foreign gangs and criminal networks bringing devastating crime to the United States soil. Well, of course, there's a promise he can't possibly fulfill. Nobody can eliminate any crime totally. No law meets with 100% compliance. There's always going to be a little bit, even if you go too far, as he has. Are these people gang members or not? I don't know. Maybe they are. Maybe all of them are. But there's a chance that they're not. If even one of them is not, then obviously that's unfair. And I suppose you might argue that the foreigners don't have the right to be in the United States. They've been given a favor by being allowed to be in the United States. And anybody who criticizes US policy towards Palestine and Israel will then be accused of being pro-Hamas and be booted out. So think of it. If you're a student who's not an American, considering studying the United States, investing tens of thousands, maybe hundreds of thousands of dollars in a degree, well, I'm not going to do that because it's a very unsafe investment. Because if I say, or I'm accused of saying, one word that Donald Trump and Marco Rubio don't like, that's it. I've lost it. I'm booted out. And, you know, the fees I paid, I'm not going to get the money back and I'm not going to get the degree. So I'm going to study somewhere else. I'm going to study in a country with excellent universities, which does not behave like this, which could be Singapore, could be Australia, Canada, Republic of Ireland, Germany, Switzerland, Sweden, the Netherlands, United Kingdom. And in all these countries, even if English is not the official language, there are universities where you can study exclusively through English. So he's damaging the US higher education sector. The brain drain has been across the Atlantic from east to west for a century. It's starting to go the other way. US academics saying we're getting out of Dodge. We can't stand it. We can't go to Canada. We'll go to Western Europe where the salaries are still good. So it'll actually be a big, much needed shot in the arm to academia in Western Europe. So, it really is appalling. So some people said to mega jails, the United States even realize that they've wrongfully deported people who should not have been deported at all. The mistakes.